Dakota salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.
Hey folks, Dan Froh here with your market update for December 18th, 2024, aka Federal Reserve Day. So the Federal Reserve is going to meet today and tell us what they're going to do. I'll let you know what they're going to do. But what the projections are, that's what our concerns are. So there's bond traders that are telling us different stories, and then there's also a government shutdown on the horizon. Did you know that one? So that's what we're going to talk about in today's video. So let's get to it. These are the top six programs people use when they're buying their first house. These aren't my rates, folks. These aren't any individual bank's rates, even though I work at ServBank, the number 10 largest servicer in the whole country. And we're also one of the country's largest mortgage brokers. That's why people use us. But to get these rates, you have to have five pieces of information that match. What are they? Well, you're buying your first house. It's a single family home and you're going to live there. Those are the first three. The next two, it's built right into the puzzle right through here. This is telling us right through here that these people are putting down 25% because they're getting a 75% loan to value and they have a 780 credit score. So if that's your criteria, I can most likely get you that rate. But if that's not yours, I'll give you all my information at the end of this video so I can help you out and figure out what you can do and what kind of rates and fees you can get qualified for and what kind of programs, basically what programs are most available to you. So that's how I can help you out. So let's get to today's news right through here. Treasury yields inch higher as the federal rate decision nears. So that's what we're focusing in on right now. What's the Federal Reserve going to do and how's it going to affect bond yields? But there's some confusion in the market right through here. I would have to agree with this one. You know, Wall Street is betting the Federal Reserve will deliver a final 2024 rate cut and get more cautious in 2025. That's what Wall Street's telling us. What's the bond market telling us? So if we go over to the bond market, bond traders are targeting deeper rate cuts in 2025. So what is it? Well, Wall Street doesn't even know. So how do you expect me to know? I'll give you my most educated conclusions here in just a minute. But right through here, here's what the Federal Reserve is going to do. There's a 100% chance they're going to cut rates 25 basis points. Now, where are we going to go from there? Especially with this on the horizon that you probably didn't even know about. Congress releases short-term funding bill as deadline nears to avert a holiday shutdown. So this is why my concerns with the government continuing to print money and give it away, it's because of this. They're needing a short-term funding bill because they don't have enough money to pay the bills. Okay, so that's the biggest problem we have. So that's the biggest concern. But today, the Federal Reserve is going to come out. They're going to give us their projections, and they're also going to give us what's called the dot plot. And they're going to put, they basically put dots. Let me show you how this works. If you go to the CME FedWatch tool, you can go down through here that says dot plot. A lot of people probably don't even understand what it is. If you click charts, this is what's going to pop up. So this is what we're going to dissect, hopefully by Friday. Hopefully they have the new one out. Right now, this is telling us where they're projected to be in on the federal funds rate in 2024. And this is they're going to nail this one. As soon as they cut 25 basis points more, they'll be right through here. Now, here's the volatility. Where are they going to be in 2025? Because I can guarantee you this is going to change. Okay, so that's what we're going to be focusing in on. Okay, so that's that piece of the puzzle that we're really going to focus in on. Not what the Federal Reserve comes out and does today, what their projections are in 2025, maybe in 2026. So you go over to the economic calendar. Here's what we have today. It's just the FOMC meeting. They're going to come out and tell us what exactly they're going to do. But there's two more days of a lot of data coming in that could be market movers. What are they? Well, tomorrow we have the GDP and the initial jobless claims. They'll be market movers. And then on Friday, we have the PCE coming in. This is the number one inflation number that the Federal Reserve puts the most weight in. And we're going to check and see how that comes in. If that comes in a little bit higher, not good news. If it comes in on point or a little bit lower, might be good news for the market. So my projection is right now, or my expectations is, if you like the rate that you're offered today, lock it, because the next couple days, big volatility coming. And even like I said, the bond traders and Wall Street don't really know the direction that's going to take place. Right now, currently, the bond market is up 4 ticks. Doesn't really mean anything because the bond market will be completely flat right when the Federal Reserve comes out, and then you'll see huge moves. So I'll do a live event at that time to let you guys know how that is reacting in the markets. And that's my report for today, guys. So who am I? Well, my name is Dan Froh. I work at ServBank. Like I said, we're the number 10 largest mortgage servicer in the whole country. Plus, we're also a huge mortgage broker. So that's why people use us. You imagine putting in one application, getting one credit pull, and getting shopped, your rate shopped and loan shopped with over 50 different lenders. And it's not only rate, folks. You have to know who you're working with, making sure you're in the right program, and that person can help you, guide you through even the ups and downs of the transaction. So make sure you're dealing with somebody that has a lot of education with this and a lot of experience. Next, in about 30 days, I'll have 36 years in the business. So I've been doing this basically almost my whole life. If you want to get involved, you need our help with getting a mortgage or a refinance or a debt consolidation, a reverse mortgage, or your investor. Maybe you need a DSCR loan, a lease statement loan. We have all these programs for you. So check it out. Go to therateupdate.com. You can put in your application right now, right through there. But what do we strive to do is have you talk to you. We want an open chain of communication. We want to know what you're looking to do, what your goals are. So schedule a one-on-one consultation with me, David, or Alan. You can do that. Or you can scroll down. You can give us a call or shoot me an email. But on your way down there, there's one new caption we put right through here. If you're a current homeowner wanting to refinance down the road, let me know what rate it would take you to refinance. You can put that information right in here. So when that rate hits it, I'll get you on the phone. We'll review the numbers, make sure the savings are there for you, and I can help you with the refinance. But if you want to get in touch with me and my team, just scroll down right through here. You can reach us at 844-775-5626, or you can reach me personally. This is me, folks, and I will be the one returning your emails and phone calls at dan@therateupdate.com. So thanks so much for watching. God bless. I'll see you this afternoon on how the markets react to the Federal Reserve's rate decision. Take care, folks. Bye-bye.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.